I don't know, you guys. I don't know. Obviously, it's a wonderful win for the Seahawks. I want to give Bill and his team a lot of credit. I thought they played a great game, too, and it was going to come down to a field goal. And excuse me. It was kind of a crazy game. Some unusual things happened in the game, and that's the playoffs for you, you know. But I thought Jeremy Stevens had big, he showed up big in this game. Our defense, I'm so proud of those guys. I think given who they had to play against and given our state of affairs there in the secondary, I don't think I can say enough about the heart and the courage they showed in a game like this. So we're all very happy, you know, clearly. And the last three times we played against the Cowboys, the game has come down to something right at the end. So and this was no different.
Yeah, big plays from two guys that you knew could do the job. There was concern about 21 and 27. And yet they both made huge plays late in the game. That's got to be very good.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the Babineaux and Jennings, I think, were real solid. And then Gardner and Hunter, you know, came in, and they both thanked me for giving them the opportunity in the locker room. I thought it was kind of cute, you know. I said, well, I thank you, too. That's a two-way street.
Bob, what are your thoughts as you're watching them line up the Cowboys for the final field goal down there, the attempt at the field goal, what you saw happen?
Well, I was really focused on what we were going to do when we got the ball back. There was a minute 19 when the challenge took place to change the spot, and so I was actually going back to talk to Matt about the personnel he wanted in the 2-minute offense. I was talking to receivers about, you know, we don't have any timeouts left, so we have to be smart and use the sideline and these things, kind of getting my ducks in order that way. And then, you know, something happened that usually doesn't happen in a game. You know, that's about as automatic a play, you think, as a coach, as you have. And you work on it a lot, and it's unbelievable. It's like, you know, and then he's a good athlete, so he started running, and I thought he might get in, but we made a great effort to get him, you know, so tremendous. And then Sean popped that run, gave us some room. That was a big play. That was a huge play. And then he tweaked his foot just a little bit, but I think he's going to be okay. But that gave us some breathing room right there because it's tough down there. They had air. I wasn't going to throw it, and they had a bunch of people up there. So.
Mike, three times
excuse me.
You go for it on fourth down in this game. Talk about
too many. Too many times. I'm sorry, Jose, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Just talk about the decision-making process there, just what you were thinking and doing that
those times. Well, you know, it's sudden death, and it's a playoff game, and we were in pretty good position, and the score, I just didn't do it haphazardly, I didn't think. I looked at the score kind of since, I thought, since how the game was going, I thought we had a chance, you know, to get those, and we did. Yeah, we didn't convert the touchdown, you know, when we lost all those yards on first down, but the guys ran hard. Sean ran in there pretty hard. Mac ran in there, and we got it done that way. So they're a strong team, you know. That division has big, strong guys in it, you know, Philadelphia and Dallas and New York. And you earn every inch in the running game anyway. You know, and they made it tough on us, but we got a couple of those.
Mike, what was the setup to make that 37-yarder?
Well, it was, you know, we completed a couple balls, and we got in the first down. I believe it was a first down call. I could be wrong about that. I believe it was a first down. And I hadn't really, I'd only emptied the formation one other time or two other times in the game, and I wanted to have them to adjust. I thought we had a good play. I hadn't called it yet. I like to call it a little closer in, but And I'm watching Matt. I'm really not watching what's happening down the field. I'm hearing the coaches in my ear, you know. And I really expected the ball to go elsewhere. But Matt read it beautifully, and Jeremy made the play, and it was a pretty sight to behold.
What is a win like this? Do you three guys do one for the team in Sky High, the medal state of this team, and just talk about what that does for the team going to the second round?
Well, it gives us tomorrow off, is what it does. The players are about as excited as anybody else. Coaches too, and we don't know where, you know, what our schedule is going to be and all that, but they certainly deserve. Players certainly deserve Sunday, and I'm looking forward to spending Sunday with my family. And you know, it's been an unusual season. I've said that before, and I think they've battled through some things. And while I have been frustrated at times during the year, I'm about as proud of this football team as any team I've ever coached, because of some of the things, some of the things you guys don't even know about. So we get to play another week, is what it means, really. And we know the tremendous challenge ahead. I mean, you were going on the road, first of all. By the way, our fans, they were unbelievable again today, and they have to receive credit for helping us win. I mean, they were super. I mean, I love playing here. You know, and they were unbelievable. So, we know the challenge of going on the road is a daunting one, but we get to play. That's the fun part of it. We get to keep going.
But Mike, have you been able to process all the weird things that happened in the second half? I know it was a lot, but I mean, you know, the fumble that was being batted around like a volleyball and the kickoff return for a touchdown,
yeah.
And that's just the third quarter.
Yeah. You know, it was, I think it was just a very intensely played game, and the ball squirts sometimes and pops around, but you're right. It was, usually you have one or two or a couple of those in the game. This had a lot of stuff in it, particularly the last turnover, you know, that allowed us to win the football game. Doesn't happen that often. So I suppose this is in direct response to my age. If you coach long enough, you probably wind up seeing most things. And so this is a little different thing, one more thing for the journal, you know, in this game. But you know, I was very proud of the team, and we battled and we played a good football game against a good football team, and we're happy.
Anything else?
Thanks. Thank you all.
We'll bring Matt and John in momentarily.